Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Verbally Abusive Relationship. Expanded Third Edition by Patricia Evans is a nonfiction self-help and relationship analysis book focused on identifying verbal abuse as a form of emotional violence. First published earlier and later expanded, it is best known for naming patterns that many readers may not initially recognize as abuse because they leave no visible marks. Evans argues that verbally abusive behavior is fundamentally about control, not ordinary conflict, and she contrasts domination with mutual, respectful connection. The book is aimed primarily at people who feel confused, diminished, or isolated in intimate relationships, especially women, though its core concepts can apply more broadly to any power-imbalanced relationship. Its purpose is both diagnostic and practical, to help readers recognize abusive communication, understand how it works, and respond in ways that protect their sense of reality, dignity, and safety. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, verbal abuse as a hidden form of violence. One of the book's central claims is that verbal abuse is not merely hurtful communication, but a form of violence with serious psychological effects. Evans stresses that because the abuse leaves no bruises or broken bones, it is often minimized by victims, observers, and even professionals. This invisibility is part of what makes the abuse effective. The target may doubt that the behavior is real abuse, especially when the incidents are private and intermittent. The book repeatedly shows that the emotional damage accumulates through humiliation, intimidation, and constant erosion of confidence. By framing verbal abuse as a serious harm rather than a personality clash, Evans shifts the reader away from self-blame and toward recognition. This framing is important because it gives language to experiences that are often dismissed as being too sensitive, overreacting, or misreading a partner's intent. The book's practical value begins with this reclassification of abuse as a legitimate and dangerous pattern. Secondly, power over versus personal power in relationships. Evans uses the distinction between power over and personal power to explain the structure behind abusive relationships. Power over refers to domination, control, and the assumption that one person's needs, perceptions, or authority should govern the other. Personal power, by contrast, is based on mutuality, honesty, and the ability of both people to remain separate and fully respected. This contrast helps the book move beyond a list of unpleasant behaviors and toward a model of relationship ethics. Abusive communication is not treated as isolated anger or poor manners, but as a system that enforces hierarchy. The idea is useful because it explains why verbal abuse often persists even when the abuser appears charming, rational, or apologetic at times. The deeper problem is not a lack of communication skill alone, but an entrenched need to control. By making this distinction, Evans provides readers with a standard for evaluating relationships. Do both people have equal reality, equal voice, and equal dignity? Or does one person constantly override the other? Thirdly, the many forms of verbal abuse and how they function. A major strength of the book is its detailed breakdown of how verbal abuse operates in everyday life. Evans identifies recurring forms, such as name-calling, countering, denying, withholding, discounting, belittling, blaming, and threatening. These behaviors matter because they do not simply express anger, they systematically undermine the other person's ability to trust their own perceptions. The book shows that abuse may appear overt, as in shouting or insults, or covert, as in subtle dismissals, icy silence, or repeated insinuations that the victim is irrational. This range is important because many people only recognize abuse when it becomes extreme. Evans argues that the smaller acts are often the foundation of the larger pattern, and that over time the victim adapts to a lower standard of treatment. The concept of levels of abuse reinforces this point by showing escalation from seemingly minor put-downs to intense intimidation that can move closer to physical danger. The book's method is therefore analytical as well as descriptive. It teaches readers to see patterns, not just incidents. Fourthly, why victims struggle to recognize abuse. The book gives substantial attention to the internal and social obstacles that prevent people from naming verbal abuse. Evans explains that many victims have been conditioned to believe a partner should be rational, fair, and loving, which makes it hard to accept that the same person may also be manipulative or cruel. She also describes secrecy as a key feature of abuse because it often happens behind closed doors. Outsiders see only the respectable public version of the relationship. This isolation can make the victim feel that no one would believe them, especially when the abuser denies the behavior or reframes it as a joke, misunderstanding, or the victim's hypersensitivity. Evans is especially attentive to the confusion created when the abuser confidently disputes the victim's reality. That denial is not incidental. It is part of the control system. The book is valuable here because it helps readers understand why awareness can be delayed even in obvious cases. It makes clear that confusion is not proof that the abuse is imaginary. but often evidence of how effectively the abuse is operating. Lastly, responding safely, setting boundaries, and leaving with a plan. Beyond recognition, the book offers practical guidance on response. Evans emphasizes that the goal is not to win arguments with an abusive partner, but to protect one's reality and safety. She discusses the importance of clear boundaries, self-awareness, and distinguishing abusive behavior from healthy disagreement. The later chapters commonly associated with the book focus on breaking free from the abusive relationship and building healthier interpersonal patterns afterward. This includes planning carefully, gathering needed documents, seeking support, and avoiding impulsive moves that could increase risk. The emphasis on preparation reflects a realistic understanding that leaving an abusive relationship can be complicated and dangerous. Evans also addresses the internal work needed to build future relationships that are not structured around domination. This combination of safety planning and relational education makes the book more than a diagnostic guide. It becomes a roadmap for action, helping readers move from recognition to protection and from confusion to a more stable sense of boundaries and self-respect. In conclusion, The Verbally Abusive Relationship, expanded third edition, is best suited for readers who suspect they are in a controlling or demeaning relationship, as well as friends, counselors, and advocates who want a clearer framework for understanding emotional abuse. Its main benefit is conceptual clarity. It does not treat verbal abuse as ordinary conflict, but as a patterned form of domination that can gradually reshape a person's sense of reality. Readers looking for practical help will find value in its definitions. Behavioral examples and response strategies, especially its emphasis on boundaries, support systems, and careful exit planning. What sets this book apart from many similar titles is the combination of language and structure. Evans not only describes harmful behavior, but also gives readers a vocabulary for identifying subtle abuse before it escalates. The book is especially notable for its distinction between power over and personal power, which gives the reader a durable way to evaluate relationships beyond isolated incidents. For that reason, it remains a foundational text in the literature on verbal and emotional abuse. If you would like to support Patricia Evans, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.